I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
And wish you a very happy Labor Day.
也祝大家劳动节快乐。
Labor Day is a good day because there is no need to labor.
劳动节是非常快乐的一天，因为我们在这一天不需要劳动。
This seminar was conceived of about 2 months ago.
这个研讨会呢是 在两个月前开始主办的。
It was a request from the Mandarin congregation.
实际上是嘉悦堂的这个华文部要求开主办的。
Whether the congregation may be reminded and refreshed or instructed anew in the history of our church.
我们希望我们的会众呢都可以从中呢得到认识历史。
Now this is very important.
因为这是非常重要的。
Because if you do not know history or you ignore history,
因为如果你不认识历史，你忽略了历史的话，
ignoring history is a very sad event.
是非常悲哀的。
You ignore history, you are doomed.
因为你将会灭亡。
Doomed to repeat the mistakes of history.
因为你将要重演历史的教训。
Our church has a history of nearly 60 years.
我们的教会呢已经大概有60年的历史了。
Thank you for coming.
所以感谢大家来。
It shows that you have an interest to know something of what God has done in our midst.
所以这显示你们有兴趣来知道神在我们当中呢行了什么工作。
Please turn to the Word of God.
我们翻开圣经。
In the book of Hebrews.
到希伯来书。
Chapter 1. Chapter 11.
第十一章
Verse 1
第一节
Hebrews 11:1
希伯来书第十一章第一节
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据
Verse 3
第三节
Through faith we understandThe worlds were framed by the word of God.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的。
So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Verse 6.
第六节。
But without faith it is impossible to please him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Amen.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit teach us all the lesson of faith.
愿神的灵教导我们这个信心的功课。
By faith, we were called out of darkness into God's marvelous light.
因着信呢，神呼召我们脱离了黑暗呢，进入他的光芒。
By faith, we believed and trusted in the Lord.
因着信呢，我们顺服和继续的信靠我们的主耶稣。
By faith, we understand that this is the word of God.
因着信呢，我们知道圣经是神的话语。
And the word of God is.Infallible, inerrant.
我们知道神的话语是绝对没有错误，而且绝对可靠的。
When I was in school,
当我在学校的时候
，the preacher who came said, "If you believe the whale swallowed Jonah, you can also believe Jonah swallowed the whale."
当时呢，有一个讲道人呢，就来到我们当中。他说：“如果你相信约拿是被鲸鱼所吞噬的话，那你也可以相信约拿吞噬了鲸鱼。”
My school is very famous.
我的学校是一个非常有名的学校。
Quite a lot of you attend that school.
你们当中也有很多人去那间学校。
It is a Christian school.
是一间教会学校。
And this is a teaching that comes out of a Christian school by one of the bishops who came to speak.
可是其中一个主教却来到我们的教会当中来教这样的一种。一种圣经的功课。
Did it make an impression on you when I told you that story?
我以前曾经告诉你这个故事，有没有留下印象呢？
The church had been subverted. the church, Methodist church, had been subverted.
那个卫理公会,
infiltrated with unbelief.
卫理公会的教会呢,已经被, 这个不信的这个元素呢,所入侵了。
So young people by the hundreds and thousands will hear this kind of message.
所以当时候那些年轻人呢, 数百人数千人就会听这样的一种信息。
You ever heard of the feeding of 5,000?
你有没有听过就是, 耶稣喂饱5,000人呢?
What is the impression you have in your mind and in your heart?
你的心目中, 的印象是什么呢?
Do you believe that Jesus really fed 5,000 with five loaves and two fishes?
你真的认为, 你真的相信, 神, 耶稣用五饼二鱼来喂饱这5,000人吗?
Again, the teaching we heard and the message was, oh, when the people saw the boy give out his five loaves and two fishes,
可是我们在学校里所学到的呢, 竟然是说, 当那个小男孩把他的五饼二鱼拿出来的时候,
the 5,000 were moved.
那五千个人呢, 心里就感, 非常感动。
How generous is the boy?
他们就觉得这个小男孩多么的慷慨。
We are ashamed. We have hidden hampers.
他们就觉得, 觉得很羞耻, 因为自己藏起了午餐。
So everybody brought out his hamper.
所以他们就把所藏起的午餐都拿出来。
And everybody shared.
然后每个人就公司来吃。
And not only that, after eating, they gathered and 12 basketfuls.
所以到了最后呢, 当大家都吃饱的时候, 还有12篮子的圣女。
You ever heard of Jesus walking on the water?
有没有听说过这个耶稣,
走在水上呢? You know, Jesus had studied the water. And he knew where the stone steps were hidden.
那他们就说, 哦, 耶稣已经研究了这个河的这个, 形式, 所以他知道哪里有石头可以走在上面。
And these are stories told by ordained ministers of the church.
那么这些都是我们在, 卫理公会教会呢所学到的。
Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
信就是所望之事的,
the evidence of things not seen.
是未见之事的确据。
You were not there to witness those happenings.
当时发生这件事, 我们并不在场。
Do you believe them?
可是你相信吗?
Faith is to read God's word and to receive it with joy and with faith.
信心呢, 就是要来读神的话语, 然后用喜乐的心, 还有信心呢, 来接受他的话语。
We need faith today.
我们今天需要信心。
More than at any other time.
比任何时候都需要信心。
We live in a very wicked world.
因为我们现在生活的这个世界呢, 是非常的邪恶的。
The world is overwhelming the church.
因为这个世界呢, 已经开始入侵教会了。
Buddha said, I look for the church, I found it in the world.
因为当我看到教会的时候, 他就在世界里。
I look for the world, I found it in the church.
我寻找这个世界的时候, 我发现他就在教会里。
Meaning to say, there is no little difference between church and society.
这就意思呢, 就是说, 这个教会跟, 这个世界已经没有分别了。
You agree?
你同意吗?
This is a picture of present day society and present day church.
这就是一个现今, 世界呢, 和这个现今教会的一个情景了。
I thank you for coming this morning.
所以我感谢大家今天能出席这个研讨会。
That you have invested a few hours of your time in things of God.
因为你愿意投资你几个小时的时间呢, 为来学习神的话语。
By faith, you came.
因为靠着信心你来到这里。
I hope I'm right.
我希望我是对的。
By faith, you came to hear the word of God.
因为因着信心你来这里听神的话语。
By faith, may you receive and believe the truth of God.
因着信心, 希望你能够接受和相信神的话语。
So important.
这是非常重要的。
This morning's topic of the seminar is not all BPs are of which are of BP.
今天我们早上的研讨会的讲题呢, 就是自称为笃信的教会, 不都真属笃信。
It's a bit of a riddle in this title, you know.
这个讲题有点拗口。
Let me explain.
让我来, 解释一下。
Today there are said to be about 40 BP churches in Singapore.
今天新加坡呢, 有大概40个 BP 教会。
Now, according to this title, not all of them are true BPs.
根据我们今天的讲题呢，不是所有的笃信教会呢都是真属笃信的。
Do you know the meaning of BP?
你知道这个 BP 也就是笃信圣经长老会的意思吗？
When we first began in 1950,
我们在1950年开始的时候，
they said, "Wow, that's British Petroleum."
他们说，哦，那是英国石油。
Dear friends, Bible Presbyterian.
亲爱的朋友 ，BP 的意思是笃信圣经长老会。
In reality, should also be Bible practicing.
也就是。如果用英文的简称的话 也可以说是我们要实践神的话语。
The word of God has clear instruction.
神的话语给我们清楚的指示。
If you are genuine and true BP, you read it.
如果你是真实的、这个笃信教会呢，
you love to read it.
你就会非常喜爱读神的话语。
And when you read, you say thank God.
那当你读神的话语的时候，你会感谢神。
And you ask God's Spirit to teach you.
你会叫神的灵来教导你。
That you may receive that word with joy.
然后你会以喜乐的心来接受神的话语。
And believe it.
然后相信他。
And obey it.
然后顺服他的话语。
That is faith.
那就是信心了。
What is faith?
什么是信心呢？
Faith is very simply explained, believing and obeying the word of God.
信心就是相信和顺服神的话语。
Today we are here very concerned.
今天我们在这边要关注的一件事呢？
For what has surfaced and appeared in the BP church.
就是在 BP 教会中所发生的一些事情。
I was nominated to speak for this seminar.
他们就是提议让我来主持这个研讨会。
Because it appears that I am the only surviving member who has been with the BP church from the beginning till now.
因为我是从 BP 教会起初到现在呢还活着的一个见证。
Other than Reverend Kwek Kyok Chiang,
除了这个郭克昌牧师之外。
So among the leaders, there are two surviving until today.
所以在 BP 教会的领袖当中呢，有两个呢还现在还活着。
The third is my brother, Reverend Timothy To.
第三个是我的哥哥杜祥辉牧师。
Who passed away on the 20th of April, and that means about 11 days ago.
所以就是在11天之前，也就是4月20号呢，他已经被神接回天家了。
So I'm the only one.
所以我被变成了唯一。
Today in this church.
留在这个教会里面的。
To tell you the story.
能够见证，跟你分享。
You say, what story are you going to tell?
你说你今天要分享什么呢？
I'm going to tell you.The working of faith in the BP church.
我要告诉你，神的信心如何在这个 BP 教会中动工。
Firstly, how God called.
首先呢，是神如何呼召了我们这些人。
Call the original founders of the BP movement.
呼召了这些创办了 BP 运动的人。
Was there a need?
有这样的一个需要吗？
After I told you the initial three stories.
或许我告诉你，首先告诉你三个故事。
Obviously, there is a very urgent need.
你就会发现有非常紧迫的需要了。
Because the mainline churches in Singapore were of that kind of belief, most of them, that miracles are fables.
因为很多在新加坡主流教会呢，当时他们都相信说神迹不过只是神话。
Jesus is just another man.
耶稣不过只是另外一个人。
In that dark hour, God moved.
所以在那种黑暗的时代里面呢，神就感动了。
Our God is in absolute and overall control at any time, all the time.
我们知道神在任何时候呢都是掌管一切的。
So even though there was the false teaching coming in,
所以虽然当时有非常多的那些虚假的教义呢，
God was not unconscious of it.
但是神知道的。
God was moving.
他是知道的，他也在动工。
By faith we understand that God moves among us.
我们靠着信心知道神在我们的心目中动工。
By faith we understand that God has a program, a timetable.
我们也靠着信心知道神有他的时间表。
God has a timetable for you.
对你来说，神有一个时间表。
That, for example, you are here today to hear a message. It is God's plan that you be here.
比如说，今天你来到我们当中来听这个研讨会呢，就是神让你来到这里的。
When you open your heart and believe, It is God's Spirit working in your heart to cause you to believe.
当你打开你的心来相信的时候呢，是神的灵呢打开了你的心。
We have a wonderful God.
我们有一个非常奇妙的神。
In 1935,
在1935年
，He called his servants.
神就呼召了他的仆人。
Some people say, "How we wish there were another John Song today."
有的人就说，我们多么希望今天呢，也有另外一个宋尚杰博士。
How many have heard with their own ears the preaching of Dr. John Song?
那些有亲耳听过宋尚杰传道的人，请举手。
Not one.
在座的没有一个人听过。
Because you're not old enough.
因为你还不够老。
I sat through.
我呢就听过。
Four seasons of his preaching. Four seasons, 4 years.
四年来我听过四年的讲道。
Each year he was in Singapore for 2 weeks.
每一年呢他来新加坡两个星期。
Now he was not a theologian.
他不是一个神学家。
But he was called.
可是他被神呼召。
A PhD in science.
他是科学方面的这个。
An amazing student.
非常厉害的一个学生。
A record that is unparalleled.
从来没有像他这样的一个学生。
And he was at the top of the academic world.
他是在学术界里面是顶级的。
Honors and prizes came his way.
他荣获了很多的荣誉和奖项。
God called.
但是神呼召了他。
He returned to China.
他回到了中国。
All his decorations and medals and prizes he threw into the Pacific Ocean.
他把所有的奖章呢都丢到了这个太平洋里面。
And he says, I will be a servant of God.
他说我要做神的仆人。
God called him.
神呼召了他。
To move among his Chinese people.
在中国人当中呢来去做神的工作。
To preach.
来去传道。
Converting hundreds and thousands of Chinese.
拯救了数以百计数以千计的中国人。
He came down to Southeast Asia.
然后他来到了东南亚。
I heard him.
然后我就听到了他讲道。
I was 10.
那是我十岁。
When I first heard him.
我第一次听到他讲道。
Immediately the heart was gripped.
马上我的心呢就被他感动了。
When God's word is preached in its fullness and power, there is immense result in those who hear.
当神的话语蛮有大能的被传扬的时候呢，我们的心都被感动了。
Every day the church was filled 3 times.
每天呢都会有三次的讲道。
You say what church?
你说那个教会是什么教会呢？
Please go to Telok Ayer and see it for yourself.
就在Telok Ayer那边。现在还在。
It is a preserved national monument.
现在是国家的国家文物了。
Telok Ayer Methodist Church.
就在 Telok Ayer 的这个卫理公。
Full every session is full.
每一次讲道呢都坐满了人。
2 hours per sermon.
每一次讲道是2个小时。
Can you sustain as a listener sit there for 2 hours?
作为听众的话，你能不能听2个小时？
You know, in America,
you know, 因为在美国
and many other places,
还有很多其他的地方，
pastors are told,
牧师呢，
you want to be a pastor, sermons not more than 15 minutes.
他们会告诉牧师说，如果你要做牧师，要传道，不可以讲超过15分钟。
We don't have that stamina to listen for anything more than 15 minutes.
因为我们没有办法集中精神听超过15分钟。
God's word is no longer valued and treasured.
我们看到神的话语不再被人所珍惜了。
When Dr. Johnson preached, hearers were pricked in their hearts and consciences of their sins, repented.
可是当宋尚杰博士传道的时候，我们每个人的心呢都会忏悔。
Gamblers, opium smokers, and thieves all came to the front, wept for their sins, repented.
那些小偷呢、吸鸦片的呢、还有很多的罪人呢，就来到了台前呢，痛哭悔改。
I was 10.
那是我十岁。
I repented.
我也悔改了。
Of all my childish sins.
为着我所有幼稚的罪而悔改。
1935.
1935年
1936
1936年
1937
1937年
1938
还有1938年
2 hours per sermon 3 times a day
每次讲到2个小时一天呢有3次讲到
You say, "Were you not tired?"
你说, 难道你不会累吗?
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友,
when the Spirit works in your heart and the preacher is full of the fire of the Holy Spirit, you are anxious, waiting, expectant for more.
但是当神的灵呢, 充满着这个，当这个讲员呢，充满着神的灵来传扬神的道的时候呢，你没有办法，你不会觉得疲倦。
The fourth year was 1938.
那么在第四年，也就是1938年。
He challenged us.
他挑战我们。
Who among you will give your life for the Savior who died for you?
你们在座的有谁愿意为那个为你死的神呢而献上你的生命？
I say the same to all of us here.
我今天也要向大家提出这个挑战。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I challenge you.
在主耶稣基督的名里，我要挑战各位。
Is it too much for you to live and to give your life back to the Savior who died for you?
神为我们而死。 难道我们为他献身呢是很不应该的吗?
I put my hand up.
我首先举手。
And we went to a side room, a smaller room.
当时我就举手，然后他就带我们到一个小房间。
There were about a dozen other young people.
还有其他十多人。
He prayed.
他祷告。
Lord, take this young life.
他为我们祷告说，主啊。
May your Holy Spirit be upon him.
求主你的灵在这些年轻人的身上。
Use him.
使用他们。
The hands came on my head. I have not forgotten that event which happened 70 years ago.
这发生在70年前,
now to remember is one thing, but I say to fulfill is another.
但是我们记得是没有用的,
many people promise and they forget.
很多人呢, 他们说, 我要这样做, 可是他们却忘记了。
Thank God the Spirit kept reminding me.
可是神的灵呢,
went through school,
我上学了,
university,
去了大学,
became a doctor,
成为一个医生,
went overseas,
出国,
study more,
深造,
came back,
回来了,
and I succeeded my professor.
然后我就继承了我的这个教授的职位,
his name is known to some of you,
Benjamin
Shears. The second president of Singapore was my professor. It was a great honor to succeed him. And to be one of the two heads in KK Hospital.
而且是当时这个, 主角妇幼医院的其中一个领导人。
You are in the prestige position.
当时呢,这个地位是非常高尚的。
Exactly 30 years.
30年我在那里。
No.
30年.
30 years from the time, I'm sorry, from the time when I promised God.
那是30, 当时候呢, 离我把自己献上给上帝呢, 是30年了。
I promised him in 1938.
我在1938年呢, 承诺要献身给他。
At 30 years, 1968.
30年后是1968年。
I've been the professor for 4 years.
我就成了, 教授。
When I resigned that year, some people thought I was crazy.
当我辞职的时候,
academics work very hard for 10 years to get into the job and sit there for the rest of their life.
所有的学者呢, 就会努力, 花那10年呢, 让他们得到这样的一个地位, 然后他们就永远不会离开那个,
yeah, 那个地位。 4 years and they get out.
可是为什么你才做了4年就走了呢?
The Vice Chancellor, that is the CEO, called me, he said, come and see me.
当时的院长呢, 就打电话给我说, 你来, 我要见你。
His name will be known to the older people here.
比较老一辈的就会知道他是谁。
He happened to me have my same surname.
他跟我有同样的这个姓名。
Dr. 杜金才。
就是杜金才。
He's not Chinchai man. He's very serious.
他不是一个随便的人, 他很严肃。
He said, why did you resign?
他说为什么你要辞职呢?
Why did you not tell me?
为什么你不告诉我呢?
I said, Dr. To.
我说, 杜进才医生, 博士。
Yeah. he's doctor, but he's not medical. Yeah, he's PhD.
他不是医生, 他是一个博士。
I said, Dr. To, the department has got 7 others.
我告诉他说, 我们的部门还有7个优秀的人才。
When I leave to go out, they can do my job better.
当我离开的时候, 这7个人可以做得更好。
But I'm going out to do a job they cannot do.
可是我要去做的呢，是他们没有办法做的。
Here you give babies the first birth.
在这里呢，我可以替婴儿接生。
And all those babies getting the first birth are waiting to die.
可是那些婴儿一旦诞生呢，就是等着死。
True?
不是，这不是真的吗？
That is life.
这就是生命啊。
I'm going out to help people to get the second birth.
所以我要去到外面呢，离开这里呢，去做神的工作。
And those who receive the second birth never die.
要叫所有的人呢都得到第二次的生命。
Goodbye.
所以我跟他说再见。
No hard feelings.
我们和平的。
I've done my job.
我已经做足了我的本分。
Now back to you.
所以我把这个职务就交还了给他。
Since then it is another 40 years.
然后呢，就是另外40年了。
The Lord is good.
神是非常好的。
I've seen the BP movement grow.
我看着这个 BP 运动呢，
multiply，
然后不断的繁衍。
Let me show you a picture. Oh, Dr. Song is on the screen already.
那就是宋尚杰博士。
His preaching is different.
他的讲道呢是非常不一样的。
He's powerful.
是非常有大能的。
I said he was not a theologian.
我说他不是一个神学家。
What was he?
他是什么呢?
He's like John the Baptist.
他就像约翰，施洗约翰一样。
A preacher in the wilderness.
是旷野里的传道人。
A voice that pricked the heart of men and women.
他的声音能够叫男女的心来悔改。
To respond to the word of God.
叫人的心呢来向神的话语回应。
That was God's calling to him.
所以神呼召了宋尚杰。
And under his ministry, thousands upon thousands repented.
借着他的事工呢，数以千计和万计的人呢，就悔改了。
That's what we need today.
这就是我们今天需要的。
That God will raise up preachers of the gospel.
神可以兴起。
For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world? Lose his own soul. What have you got? So much needed and so little heard today.
So, God used
Johnson. Three people among our BP churches were called.
所以在 BP 运动中有三个人被呼召。
Reverend Timothy Toh,
杜祥辉牧师,
Reverend Kwek Kyok Chiang,
郭可昌牧师,
myself,
还有我自己。
Well, you've heard my brother has passed.
你知道我的哥哥已经去世了。
But Reverend Kwek and my brother were known as the Gospel Twins.
当时候呢，郭克昌牧师和我的哥哥呢，就好像是福音的双胞胎一样。
They labored together.
他们一起动,
all the years.
很多年来一起,
winning souls.
一起同工,
establishing churches.
建立教会,
expanding the church.
扩展教会,
everywhere.
不管在哪里,
and I have the greatest gratitude for their ministry.
所以我对他们的这个事工感到非常的感激。
Today, Reverend Kwek is 92.
今天郭克昌牧师已经92岁。
Still going strong.
他还是非常的,
still firmly in used of God in many ways.
还是在不同的方面呢为神所使用。
A very wonderful servant of God.
是一个, 神很好的仆人。
In 1947, my brother went to America to fulfill his vow. You say, what vow?
什么承诺呢?
When my brother was born,
当我的, 哥哥出世的时候,
being the firstborn son,
因为他是家里的第一个儿子,
mother dedicated him to God.
母亲就将他献给了神,
Lord, here is my boy.
他说,
take him and use him.
主啊, 这是我的儿子, 求你使用他。
In 1935, that is 15 years old after he's born, he heard the call of God through Dr. John Sung.
那么在他15岁的时候呢, 他就从宋尚杰那边呢,
and as I told you, he responded to the call.
那么他就回应了神的呼召。
1935.
那是1935年。
1941.
1941年呢?
Some of you were born.
那时候有些人已经出世了吧?
Yeah, among you. Right, what happened in 1941?
1941年发生了什么事呢?
The beginning of the end of the British Empire.
英国的这个帝国呢，要衰亡了。
Japanese came.
因为日本人来侵略。
1941 to 1945, we were under Japanese rule.
1941到45年呢，我们被日本人占领。
During that time, Brother Timothy was enrolled into the Japanese law school.
当时候呢，在那段期间。
When the Japanese finished in 1945, he had already got 2 years of law.
那么1945年当日本人投降之后呢，我的哥哥已经有两年的这个法律的培训。
So he thought, let me complete my law studies in London.
所以他说，我应该到伦敦去完成我的这个法律的。
So he enrolled in the law school in London University.
所以他就报读了这个伦敦大学。
It appeared he had forgotten his vow. The word of God says, better you don't vow than to vow and then forget it.
神说你如果承诺了却不去实践它，我宁愿你不要承诺。
He was determined.
所以他想到伦敦去。
March 1946, before he set sail for London,
在他坐船到伦敦去之前呢,
God moved. My servant, have you forgotten your vow?
神动工了，他说：“我的仆人，你忘记了你的承诺吗？”
Mother died.
因为那时候母亲去世了。
March 8, 1946.
3月8号，1946年。
This was a shattering event in our home.
这对我们家庭成员来说是非常难过的一件事。
But Brother Timothy was determined.
但是当时呢，我的哥哥呢，非常的坚决要去伦敦。
5 weeks later,
可是5个星期后呢，
his daughter died.
他的女儿夭折了。
From a very rare disease.
因为感染了一个非常罕见的这个疾病。
And the surgeon said, you must operate.
医生说你必须，他必须动手术。
After operation, baby died.
可是开刀之后。
That was the crisis that came to his life.
这就是我的哥哥所面临的一个危机。
What shall it profit a man to become a lawyer and be famous lawyer and to lose his part in the kingdom of God?
即使他能够成为最优秀的律师，但是如果他失去了自己的灵魂的话，又有何益呢？
When he went to the general hospital mortuary to receive the body of the baby,
那我哥哥到
God dealt with him.
中央医院去领他的女儿的尸体的时候呢， 神就与他说话了。
He came to his senses.
他终于恍然大悟了。
By a fainting spell.
他感到晕眩，然后感到。
Say, how do you faint and then come to your senses?
我就问他说，你感到晕眩，然后怎么样会恍然大悟呢？
Suddenly he saw himself fainting.
他看到自己感到晕眩。
As though he had become a famous, prosperous, well-known lawyer.
他非常晕眩，然后好像看到自己成为一个非常有钱
About to die.
律师。 可是那个律师呢，就即将死亡的一个律师。
It occurred to him, it dawned on him suddenly, if you go and become a lawyer as you now plan to do and forget about your vow, what will it profit you even if you do become, say, the chief justice or the best lawyer in Singapore?
那时候他忽然间就恍然大悟说，如果我成为一个很好的律师，即使是成为一个大法官，可是我忘记了我对神的承诺呢，那又有什么益处呢？
Instead of London, to America.
结果他没有去伦敦，而是改道去了美国。God
works in amazing ways.
神用奇妙的方式来动工。So
there he was.
他就去到了美国。Thank
God he went to the right seminary.
去到了一个好的神学院。It's
a great peril to go to modernist seminaries.
如果去到了那些现代的神学院呢，就很惨了。
Some of you have been inquiring, if I want to go to America and study theology, where should I go?
有的人问我, 如果我要到美国去读神学, 我应该去哪一所学院呢?
My answer,
我的答案是,
you make sure you go to a Bible-believing seminary.
你确保你去的这个神学院呢, 是笃信圣经的。
About 95% of the seminaries in America today do not believe in the Bible anymore.
因为今天美国有 95%的神学院呢, 不再相信圣经了。
Brother went to the Faith Theological Seminary. Far Eastern Bible College is a replica of what was Faith Seminary 70 years ago.
原动神学院的起始呢,就是, 这个新兴神学院70年前的那个样子。
Here we hold fast to the Word of God.
在远东神学院呢,我们相信神的话语。
Not just the Bible College.
不仅是, 神学院,
the church.
教会也是,
all our groups,
我们所有的团体,
our missions,
我们的差传人,
and you,
还有你,
hold fast to the Word of God.
我们都要持守神的话语,
by faith,
靠着神的, 靠着信心,
faith means
信心是什么呢?
Obeying the Word of God.
顺服神的话语,
do you?
你顺服他的话语吗?
One day in winter,
那么有一天的冬天呢?
The president of Faith Seminary came to speak.
那么这个信心神学院的主席就要讲到,
my brother heard it.
那我的哥哥就听到了,
what was the message?
那个信息是什么呢?
That message is, the Church of Jesus Christ has fallen.
信息的讲题呢, 就是耶稣的教会已经败亡了,
fallen into unbelief.
已经离到叛教了。
In the 16th century, God raised the Reformation.
在16世纪呢，神兴起了改教运动。
How many of you have heard of the Reformation outside of the BP Church? How many?
有没有人在 BP 教会之外呢，听过这个宗教改革的呢？ 16世纪?
Today it is unremembered, suppressed subject.
因为在很多教会里面呢，他们不再提及这个宗教改革了。
Because there is another movement called the Counter-Reformation Movement.
因为有另外一个运动，就是反对这个宗教改革的运动。
To suppress all recollections and memories of the Reformation.
抑制了这个16世纪的这个宗教改革运动。
And that movement is rampant.
所以那个反对宗教改革的运动呢是非常
Everywhere around the world, it is most powerful.
到处都有他们的影子。
It is called the ecumenical movement.
这就是所谓的普世运动。
A movement of the God of this world.
普世教会运动。
What I've said is what Dr. McIntyre said.
我刚刚说的呢，就是这位 神学院的主席
to the students in faith seminary says, who here will rise up and take up the call to stand and fight for the faith of the gospel?
这个主席麦金泰呢，就对他的学生说，谁愿意 站起来兴起神的工作呢？
My brother's testimony.
这是我哥哥的见证。
My heart was strangely warmed.
很奇妙的，我的心感到非常的温暖。I
responded.
我也回应了。
And from there, the seed of the 20th century Reformation movement was sown in his heart.
那么自从那一天起呢，20世纪的这个改教运动呢的种子呢，就播在了他的心里。So
he came back.
所以我的哥哥回来了。Our
Chinese 生命灯, that is the 生命堂, Chinese Life Church.
开始了, 生命堂,
Prinsep Street.
在布莲石街,
you can't find it there.
今天你找不到了,
it's demolished.
已经被, 已经没有了,
in its place are new high-rise buildings.
取代这个教堂的是,
but there, the BP movement was sown.
可是就在那边呢, 是BP运动的这个开始。
We started at 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
我们的崇拜会是4点, 下午4点。
I believe in this audience, there are at least two that I know, three that I know who were there. Reverend Philip Heng, Elder Joshua Lim, and The William Xia and my wife, four people.
那么当时呢, 至少有, 我们在座的有, 其中四位呢, 当时都在场。
So I say four, is there anyone else who was with us in Prinsep Street Life Church in those days, early days, 1950s? Anyone else?
1950年的, 除了这四个人呢, 还有哪一些人是跟我们
一起在一起的呢? So you see, history has like a river flown, swept away 60 years.
历史就像河流一样, 一晃就是60年了。
Those who ignore the lessons of history are doomed to repeat its mistakes.
那些不在乎历史教训的呢, 一定会重演历史。
We were founded in 1950.
1955.
Officially, BB Church moved out of the parent Life Church connection with the Presbyterian Synod in Singapore and Malaya.
1955年呢，我们就脱离了这个在布莲石街的生命堂。
So officially, we changed our name to Life Bible Presbyterian Church.
所以我们就改名呢，叫做生命堂笃信圣经长老会。
So that people know this is a different church.
好，叫人知道这两个生命堂是不一样的教会。
BB. Bible Presbyterian
BP 教会.
We believe and we obey and we practice the Bible.
我们, 笃信圣经, 我们顺服圣经, 我们实践神的话语,
by faith.
靠着信心.
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友,
serve the Lord by faith.
我们要靠着信心呢, 来侍奉神.
To serve Him by your own strength or by any other way is not acceptable.
如果我们靠着自己的力量呢,
to believe differently from the Bible and say you are Christian is deceiving yourself.
如果你相信的不是圣经, 却说自己是基督徒呢, 你是自欺欺人。
Thank you. Yes, next. Be faithful.
所以我们要信实。
This picture was taken about 12 days, approximately, before my brother passed away.
这张照片呢, 是在我的哥哥去世前的12天呢,
the meaning of this picture is, be faithful to the end.
我让你看这张照片, 就是要告诉你, 我们要信实, 一直到最终。
When you promise the Lord to follow Him, follow Him steadfastly, faithfully, till the end.
如果我们愿意, 承诺来跟随神, 我们就要永永远远的, 至始至终的来跟随他。
Then you can say, I have fought the good fight.
这样我们才能说, 我们打了一场美好的仗。
I have finished my course.
我完成了我的这个赛跑。
Don't go halfway and give up.
我们不要跑一半就放弃。
There are so many who serve the Lord halfway and do something else.
我们看到很多人侍奉神, 可是一半途呢, 他们就去做别的事情。
I challenge all of us. As Christians, hold fast.
我们作为基督徒,
Christian husband, hold fast.
做基督徒的丈夫呢, 也要,
Christian wives, the same.
做妻子的呢, 也要一样。
Everyone, hold fast.
每一个人都要持守,
by faith,
靠着信心,
serve the Lord.
这么做, 侍奉神。
Monday, 20th of April, I had a phone call from Mrs. Ivito.
4月20号早上呢, 我接到了杜师母的电话。
11 days ago.
那是11天之前。
I want to tell this a little bit about his passing.
我要跟你们分享他去世的一些事情。
So as to encourage you.
来鼓励大家。
Encourage in what?
鼓励什么呢?
In the way to die.
让我们来学习他如何
how to prepare to die.
预备死亡。
Do you know how to prepare to die?
你知道如何预备死亡吗?
Not what the Australian says. Did you come here to die?
并不是像澳洲人那样。
It means today. But in Australia, you say to die.
澳洲人的口音呢, today 他们念起来像, 听起来像去,
I say, dear friends, prepare to die by serving the Lord faithfully every day of your life.
所以我们做基督徒的, 我们要预备自己的心, 面对死亡, 每天都要来侍奉神。
For what is your life? It is even a vapor.
因为我们的生命呢就像
You cannot know what will happen tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天会发生什么事。
What must we do?
我们要做什么呢?
Serve the Lord faithfully.
我们要信实地侍奉神,
every day.
每天都要侍奉神,
that the Lord may find you faithful at your last breath.
好像我们在最后一口气的时候, 神还是看到我们是信实的。
Monday, 20th April.
4月20号, 星期一,
5:45 AM.
早上5点45分,
the phone rang.
电话响了。
Mrs. Ivy Toh says, Your brother is not well.
杜师母告诉我, 你的哥哥, 情况不大好。
I say, I will phone his doctor.
我说我会打电话给他的医生,
to see him.
去看他,
in the hospital.
在医院里,
you take him to hospital now.
我叫他把他, 把哥哥带到医院,
but your brother doesn't want to go to hospital.
杜师母说, 可是你哥哥不想去医院。
No, I don't want to go.
他说他不要去医院。
I say, must go.
我说你一定要去。
Without the phone.
然后我就放下电话。
5 minutes later.
5分钟后,
Your brother has stopped breathing.
电话又来了, 说你的哥哥已经停止呼吸。
How wonderful.
多么美好的一件事。
You like to die that way?
你要不要像这样子去世呢?
Serve the Lord faithfully.
要信实地来侍奉神,
till the very end.
直到最终最末了。
As a doctor, I've seen many ways of dying.
身为医生我看过不同的死亡方式。
Some are very tedious, long drawn, difficult, painful.
有的很久拖了很久，有的很痛苦。
This is wonderful.
像我哥哥这样去世是非常好的。
5 minutes to go.
5分钟而已。
I don't want to go to hospital.
他说我不要去医院。
In the heart is, I want to go to heaven.
在他的心里，他一定是在说我要去天堂。
The Lord took him.
然后神就召他回家了。
Today, what has he left behind?
今天他留下了什么呢?
An example.
就是一个榜样。
During the funeral, I issued an invitation.
在丧礼的时候呢?
I said, those who have any good memories or whatever memory about Reverend Timothy Toh, write in to me.
我说那些对这个杜祥辉牧师有一些记忆的、一些回忆的呢，就写给我。
I will publish a book of testimonies of remembrance.
我要把你们的见证结集成书。
They have filled one big pile already.
现在已经有好一整叠了。
This morning, I still received 2.
今天早上我又收到了另外两份。
If anyone has been touched by his ministry and would like to say in not more than 100 words, write and send to me.
如果杜牧师的施工感动了你的心, 求你写, 希望你能写一个见证, 然后寄给我。
That the life of this servant of God may continue to touch other lives.
好叫杜牧师的一生呢, 能够继续地感动别人的生命。
Now, today, the BP Church is in some trouble.
今天呢, BP教会呢, 面对了一定的困难, 困境。
When did it begin?
怎么样开始的呢?
We began in 1950.
我们在1950年创办。
One church,
由一个教会,
Life Church,
就是生命堂,
One pastor,
一个牧师,
One session,
一个长执会,
No problem.
没问题, 那个时候,
My sheep hear my voice.
我的羊群听我的声音。
The pastor says, this is what we believe.
牧师说,
Everybody believes.
每一个人都相信的。
As time goes on, because we preach and teach and we start new churches, very soon it multiplied to 10, 15, 20.
那么当时间一天天过去呢, 我们建立了很多很多的教会, 15间, 10到
So Singapore was dotted with BPs.
那么那时候呢，新加坡就有很多的BP教会，
and different leaderships，
然后有不同的领导人，
different ideas came in，
那不同的这个 教义呢就进来了。
Then you are in trouble，
那么就有了困难。
Outside they know us Bible Presbyterian，
其他人从外面看呢就知道我们是BP教会，
Bible believing Presbyterians，
笃信圣经的长老会。
Suddenly we have Bible doubting Presbyterians.
可是现在我们却有了, 怀疑圣经的教会,
Bible unbelieving Presbyterians.
不信圣经的教会。